You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
August the 2nd, 2021, Congressman McCall, Republican of Texas, revealing more information about COVID-19 as the House Foreign Affairs Committee Republicans investigate the origin. And he ended up saying, and I'm quoting, that China, the Communist Chinese Party, engaged in, quote, the greatest cover-up in American history. He said they were playing with fire. They were genetically manipulating at the lab this gain of function that was taking place. Of course, that flies in the face of Dr. Fauci fake that said, well, there was nothing like that going on. But they do note in this report that in China, in September of 2019, well before the World Health Organization's office in the People's Republic of China put out a press statement in December 31 that they might have COVID coming from a wet market. It wasn't a wet market. And, of course, if you said it then, you were blamed and said to be a conspiracy theorist. And you could lose your Facebook or your Twitter account. But this new report points out that in September, again, September 2019, the lab took its genetic sequencing database offline in the middle of the night, trying to cover it up. In the meantime, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Chief Dr. Anthony Fake signaling again the White House does not want to re-implement a COVID-19 lockdown, even though we have the Delta variant. He said, you are getting conflicting messages from top administration officials. No kidding. And those are probably going to continue. But Dr. Fake said, I just don't think we're going to see lockdowns. That's what he says today. What is he going to say tomorrow? We're going to get into that in more detail coming up in a few minutes. Speaking of COVID and the number of deaths, put the number of deaths in D.C. up against the number of homicides, and you will find homicides to COVID deaths 3-1. 3-1 in July. 8 coronavirus deaths in D.C., 21 homicides. Because, again, crime is running rampant because you've got all of these in these blue state, blue city areas. Let's defund the police. We don't need them anymore. And I still insist, if this administration wants to prove it is serious about COVID, the Delta variant, or whatever else might be coming, then prove it to me by locking down the border. Shut it down. But right now, we continue to have tens of thousands come across. At this rate, we're going to have 2 million illegal entries into our country. Now, the administration is claiming, well, if they test positive, we send them back. Right. And the administration is claiming that we put a lot of them on the plane and send them back anyway. Right. In the meantime, more Border Patrol agents are testing positive for COVID because they're having to deal with all of these folks. Then you got the city of Portland. D.C. needs more police officers. They're trying, even though they defunded, now they're trying to get 170 more. Portland police trying to find officers. They disbanded the gun violence reduction team because that came under attack, referenced some of the Black Lives Matter movement, so they dropped it. Now they have reformed something they call the Focused Initiative Team. It's just another name for the same thing. The officers know that, and they know the public's going to know it. They've opened up 14 positions. Only four have come forward. The leader of the Portland Police Association says, why? Why would you want to be a part of it? They're demonizing and vilifying you. And they're going to put you in a network, a unit where you're going to be under even closer inspection. Comedian Kathy Griffin, not one of my favorite persons, is announcing she has lung cancer, saying, I'll never smoke, but I'm going to begin treatment immediately to deal with lung cancer. I do wish her the best in prayers for her. And then, of course, the bipartisan infrastructure bill. The infrastructure bill, we told you, had a lot of grab bag stuff in it. It makes gender identity a protected class infrastructure.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have called the train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. Never would have run through the blinding rain without $1 to my name if it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love. Never would have seen the trouble that I'm in if it hadn't been for love.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The new thing here, we've known for some time that vaccination rates aren't where they should be. We've known for some time that the Delta variant has become dominant. We already knew that. So what changed now is your question. What the new data that the CDC is talking about basically states that someone who is a vaccinated person who develops an infection, a so-called breakthrough infection, could be carrying the same viral load, the same amount of virus in their nose or mouth as someone who is an unvaccinated infected individual. So vaccinated, infected, unvaccinated, infected, they may carry the same amount of virus. It does not mean that that vaccinated person is getting sick. It does not necessarily mean that that anything else is sort of different in terms of how the vaccines work. It still works really well at keeping that person from getting sick. But could they still transmit? That is what Dr. Walensky's talking about, this idea that it's possible. It's rare because the breakthrough infections aren't that common in the first place. So what we're talking about is not something that would happen frequently, but I think as the curves go up and we're going into the fall, I think they've decided that they want to introduce this indoor vaccinated masking again to try and get control of this.
Our control of you. Look, you need to make decisions, as I've said repeatedly, for the benefit of you and your family. You may have a relative who is whole hell-bent on never going to wear another mask, I'm done with it. Or you have another one say, maybe in some cases. And maybe you share one of those views, or maybe you're still saying mask all the time. Better than being on a ventilator. You think you had trouble breathing through a mask? Try doing it with a ventilator. Each of you could be right, and each of you could be wrong. That was Dr. Gupta, of course, who appears on CNN. And offering his belief that the reason they decided to do it as to why the CDC changed, because they realized the Delta variant spreads easier, and that you could have had a vaccination and be carrying the viral load of COVID or the Delta variant, not even aware of it. If you get it, it may not bother you one bit or very little, but you might pass it on to someone else who is not vaccinated. So rather than saying everyone not vaccinated wear a mask, they're going to tell you that if you're vaccinated, you also still have to wear a mask. And that is where we have gotten, where a lot of folks suddenly start saying, enough, enough. And I'm telling you, even the mainstream or now the state-controlled media is getting off the rails. They don't know who to believe. They don't want to know who to listen to. They're absolutely confused. You want a perfect example? I'll give you one. I just happen to have one. I'm glad you asked that question. Dr. Leanna Wynn, an op-ed columnist with the Washington Post, also a CNN medical analyst, stated that President Joe Biden made a mistake. He made a mistake when he declared a victory too soon over the coronavirus. Wow. That's a slap in the face to Joe Biden and everyone. Goes on to say in her piece that the single biggest mistake Biden administration made during his entire pandemic response, I take note that she said the single biggest, not the only one, but she says the biggest. And she said, I would argue in the entire Biden presidency, was back in May when the CDC said that vaccinated people can take off their mask but did not have proof of vaccination attached to it. And as a result, people understood the pandemic to be over for them. The unvaccinated began behaving like they were vaccinated. And what did we see? We saw exactly what I and many public health experts predicted at the time. And she continues, the honor code did not work. Surges happened because of unvaccinated individuals. And now the Delta variant, restrictions are coming back, except nobody's listening anymore. President Biden absolutely declared a victory too soon. Now, against her comments, and again, that's Dr. Wynn, a state-controlled media analyst, Senator Ted Cruz said, and I'm going to quote him, this is not to put too fine a point on it, crap. Those are his words. This is not to put too fine a point on it, crap. This isn't science. No vaccine mandates. The government has no business forcing you to take this vaccine. No mask mandates. No vaccine passports. And he did admit vaccines can work, admits that he's been vaccinated, and said it's a personal choice. A personal choice that you can make for your life and your family. We believe in freedom. Then you also have, back to Dr. Fake, who said, even with the CD issuing this mask guidance the other day, that Senator Cruz said, is not science. I still say, well, you could call it political science, maybe. Dr. Fink is saying, and this is what he says now, I'm not telling you to take it for the final word because who knows what he'll say tomorrow, but he's saying, I just don't think we're going to see lockdowns.
I don't think we're going to see lockdowns. I think we have enough of the percentage of people in the country, not enough to crush the outbreak, but I believe enough to not allow us to get into the situation we were in last winter. But things are going to get worse. If you look at the acceleration of the number of cases, the 7-day average has gone up substantially. You know, what we really need to do, John, we say it over and over again, and it's the truth. We have 100 million people in this country who are eligible to be vaccinated, who are not getting vaccinated. We are seeing an outbreak of the unvaccinated. There's some breakthrough infections among vaccinated. You'd expect that because no vaccine is 100% effective. But in the breakthrough infections, they are mostly mild or without symptoms, whereas the unvaccinated, who have a much, much, much greater chance of getting infected in the first place, are the ones that are vulnerable to getting severe illness that might lead to hospitalization and, in some cases, deaths.
Do you understand all that? I can understand if you're confused. We'll cut to the chase. They're saying if you're vaccinated, you may or may not get the Delta variant. It may or may not make you a little sick, but the odds are you can also get it and pass it on to someone else who's not vaccinated. That's about as clean and as simple as it can be. But then last week also, you had the CDC, while Dr. Fake just said, I don't think we're going to see mandates. It was just last week that the CDC director, Walensky, said the Biden administration is, quote, looking into a federal coronavirus vaccine mandate. She said something I think we're looking to see approval of from the vaccine. Overall, I think I'm all for more vaccination, but I have nothing further to say on that, except we're looking into those policies. Well, that blew up in a hurry, and immediately she had to, quote, I love this word, clarify. Clarify means forget what I said, just pay attention to this now. Don't look over there, look right here, because then she said, oh, no, I was referring to mandates by private institutions and portions of the federal government. There will be no federal mandate. Does that make sense to you? Well, it does if you're in certain areas of the government. They're deciding to try to say, yes, you will. And again, back to the words of Senator Cruz, there is no science here. No COVID mandates. You want to look at an example of what's happened? I told you the other day about Australia. 25 million and a third or half or more of that country locked down. To lock down to this extent. First of all, last weekend, if you were getting on Facebook and doing anything about COVID in Australia, even the Sky News Australia network was prevented by big tech from uploading video content. They decided that the videos violated their policies about the virus, stating in the guidelines that videos that pose topics that pose, quote, a serious risk of egregious harm in contradiction with local and global health authorities' guidance, whatever the hell that is, about COVID-19 treatment, prevention, transmission, and social distancing may be removed. So the digital editor for Sky News Australia, which is apparently run from the more left-wing British branch of the news network, said suspension represented an attack on the fundamental human right of freedom of speech. Now, they don't have the U.S. Constitution, but they did refer to the U.N. Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which says everyone, and I'm quoting, everyone has a right to freedom of opinion and expression. His right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. That's as close to as our Constitution freedom of speech exists. But it has to be done through the UN in that case for countries that don't have such a ruling. Of course, that kind of that amendment, when it comes to North Korea, to China, they ignore it, obviously. But then there was footage that did get out over the weekend. A helicopter going over part of Sydney. Somebody got it on TikTok, got it loaded up quickly. Blaring on a microphone. Attention, attention, this is a police helicopter. Will everyone congregating in Gordon's Bay move on? Local police have been notified they'll be attending shortly. Anyone breaching the public health order will be issued a fine. In other words, they got helicopters patrolling over homes and backyards looking for anyone breaking the lockdown and adding, if you are found, you will be fined. And one person said, this is not the Australia I love. Well, keep in mind, even Don Lemon Fruitcake here was saying, you know, maybe in this country, we need to just consider, if you're not going to follow the rules we give you, we, whoever determined that, you should be banned from life.
I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people are not going to agree with this, but don't get the vaccine. You can't go to the supermarket. Don't have the vaccine. You don't show it. Can't go to the ball game. Don't have the vaccine. Can't go to work. You don't have the vaccine. Can't come here. No shirt, no shoes, no service. That's where I think we should be right now, because we continue to waste our breath on people who are just not going to change. They're, you know, the circular logic. They just keep going back and saying, well, it's my freedom. It's whatever. I'm free. Well, your kid's not free to give other kids meningitis in schools. You got to take a vaccine to do that. You got to take vaccines in order to be employed. So what is the big deal? And all these people were saying, I don't want to put this stuff in my body. They're out drinking on the weekend and putting other substances in their bodies. That's way worse for them than a vaccine. So, come on. Let's be real.
Let's be real. And I told you, if you want to be real, Don Lemon Fruitcake, because of all this call to defund police and vilify police in D.C., they had three times as many die of homicide than they did of COVID. Let's be real. Oh, and last month, the Australian health officials ordered the National Rugby League players and people to stay inside their hotels where they're staying and stay off the balconies, even. There's even evidence they had taped the balcony shut. Is this what you want? When we continue, Dr. Fake again trying to explain why the new mask mandates.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't want to leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Masks for the fully vaccinated. The change and the modification of the guideline, which was formerly, if you were fully vaccinated, you did not need to wear a mask indoors or outdoors. The change, as we know now, is that even if you're fully vaccinated, when you are in an indoor setting in an area of the country that has a high or substantial degree of transmissibility, what we know as the orange and the red zones, you should wear a mask, even if you, in fact, are vaccinated. That has much more to do with transmission, John, in the sense of we know now that there are situations, as unusual as they are, but they occur. We hear about them all the time because no vaccine is 100% effective, which means in areas of high volume of infection, vaccinated people will get infected. Thank goodness, for the most part, they will not get seriously ill. They will generally be asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic. But we do know now with this very difficult Delta variant, it's different than the Alpha variant in a very important way. And the important way is that it's much more highly transmissible. And when you do get infected, even if you don't have symptoms, the level of virus in the nasopharynx is quite high. And in fact, recent studies have shown that the level of virus in the nasopharynx of a vaccinated person who may not be symptomatic or mildly symptomatic is the same as an unvaccinated person. And we know that vaccinated, asymptomatic, mildly symptomatic people who are infected can spread the infection.
Did you tune out at that some point on that as he went on and on? I mean, I wanted to let you hear the whole thing for those who want to, all the details and so forth. I want to make it clear to you. I'm not anti-vaccine. I am pro your individual choice. And yes, there are times that for the greater good, we need to maybe have folks consider, at least talk them into it, that maybe you do need the vaccine. But we still have so many questions about these vaccines. And you're not an anti-vaxxer because you ask questions. you may actually have already had the vaccine and you're okay, but you keep seeing and hearing that. I mean, remember that we've got this report that they love pointing to that children 12 and so should be masked. And teachers are saying, the American Federation of Teachers said, schools will be open, they'll stay open, even for kids under 12, if they're vaccinated. Otherwise, they need to be masked. We already know and have seen problems with kids wearing a mask on a constant basis. First of all, will they? And secondly, if it only comes off once, that's enough, based upon everything we're being told. And against that, you have to consider that a new survey by the CDC, just released July 30th, said that nearly 400 children between the ages of 12 and 17 had heart inflammation after getting the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID. And then you put against that, the Johns Hopkins researchers studied a group of 48,000 children. They found zero COVID deaths among healthy kids. As a parent, I can sympathize with you as to what you're going to do. My grandchildren, their parents are wrestling with that very issue. If the child is immune compromised to any extent, then you probably do need to consider it. I'm not saying get it, but make sure you go to your doctor, you get some good information. The problem, and we had this in great discussion the other day, some trying to blame conservative talk radio for COVID deaths. No. At some point, you have to accept the responsibility yourself. Now, a child is going to do what you and the doctor decide, and hopefully it's a right decision. I pray it is. I want to take you back to when we first had the first apparently documented case of biological warfare, and it happened in this nation. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website. Rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, Rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
George Washington knew firsthand how awful smallpox was. He caught it as a teenager during a trip to Barbados. It knocked him down for weeks. Rashes, backaches, chills, painful sores, nearly a month of sickness. According to the CDC, smallpox once killed about 30% of its victims. Survivors were usually left with scars, including young George Washington. Decades later, General Washington wrote to the President of the Continental Congress, John Hancock. He passed along concerns that the British were releasing smallpox-infected people into the population. Flat-out biological warfare.
The first such known case of biological warfare, at least documented, Those are the words of a MSNBC reporter, a host of The Week, Joshua Johnson. And it appears he's very accurate on every point he made. I want you to keep something in mind. There are some times that when you see or hear something from the state-controlled media, you think, oh, it's got to be fake. They contrived it. It has an agenda. It's not really being fully factual. I looked at his report on this, and everything I can check on it, it appears to be accurate. So don't always just simply label it depending upon the source. To that extent, PBS often has some very solid reporting. Good reporters, sometimes a not-so-good reporters. The same person that did a good report over here maybe doesn't. But try not to just be overly judgmental and cover everyone and every event on a particular media, be it state-controlled or maybe even a conservative talk program, as being only one way. Yeah, that's a problem I have with this program. A lot of people say, oh, well, you're conservative, aren't you? I said, I am. But I also have independent views. I have some liberal views. Well, then what kind of program do you have there? Very simple. I have a 100% patriotic program. I try to get all the views in front of you. I'm not dictating to you what to think. I'm giving you a lot of opinion on mine, things that I could not do when I was a news anchor, nor should I. News anchors should never do that if they're being a true news anchor. The problem is now you don't have such true news anchors. But let's go back to this point raised by Joshua Johnson, host of The Week on MSNBC. And he's right about Washington coming down with smallpox and then getting concerned that the British were trying to infect Americans with smallpox, biological warfare. Smallpox, according to some of the studies that are out, it goes back to the original smallpox is really not known. They didn't have the resources. They do know that they found it on Egyptian mummies. They think it's existed at least 3,000 years. It might have at one time been confused with leprosy, may have been even the same at one time. They've had various descriptions of it appearing in China. Yeah, China and India. And then increased trade with China and India did show an increase in smallpox. The Crusades apparently spread smallpox deeper into Europe. In the 17th century, European settlers did bring smallpox to North America. But this thing about George Washington and our Revolutionary War, this is what becomes a very interesting aspect. There was an outbreak of smallpox in Boston. And at that point, Washington decided to quarantine his troops from the Boston public. That was because he did not want his soldiers come in contact with anyone who lived in Boston because he figured they might be carrying smallpox. Well, many of the folks of Boston didn't know it. They didn't try to do it. But apparently, Boston was invaded by troops from Britain, Canada, and Germany to put a stop to the revolution, the American Revolution. And in March of 76, when the British withdrew from Boston, Washington thought that they left a lot of troops behind that had smallpox to get into the city and the surroundings. They were basically, as you heard Joshua Jones say, they were trying to infect us with a biological warfare. That term, of course, wasn't really known then, but apparently that's what they were doing. The British knew what they were doing. They knew they were keeping those with smallpox or showing any indication of it from getting on the ships and going back with them, saying, stay in Boston, migrate to the country. Now, whether or not they were told you're doing it for the Queen or the British Empire, whatever they were being told at the time, it was to put a stop to this American Revolution. How dare they? which is totally contrary, of course, to all this 1619 project, when we're told that we were fighting the revolution against the British only because we only wanted to create slavery. That should be a first and paramount issue right there that we had nothing to do with that. But, again, back to the words of Joshua Johnson, host of MSNBC this week, and on what General Washington did.
Then, on February 5th, 1777, George Washington ordered all troops to be inoculated against smallpox. It had to be done strategically so there would still be enough soldiers to fight while their comrades healed up. And it had to be done in secret so the British would not catch on. But that allowed the Continental Army to fight on until 3.5 years after that order, the British surrendered at Yorktown. This fall marks 240 years since the Revolutionary War ended. Perhaps it could mark the end of another war, if we fight it with everything we've got. See, America's fight for freedom only began with rebellion. It ended with wisdom.
Well, it's a nice little closing statement on his behalf, and again pointing out that the right thing to do is to get the shot. Everybody should do it. Now, again, CDC director insists that no, there will be no federal mandate. And what about troops? Generally, troops, if they're being sent to a foreign zone, they do have to have a series of shots because of the area they're going into. But if you recall, during the Persian Gulf War, Afghanistan as well, and Iran, in some cases, the troops refused. They didn't know it. They didn't know how good they were. The same thing's happening now with COVID. Could be because they're young and healthy and virile, and they just don't think they're going to come down with it. At the current time, our military is not mandating troops get COVID-19. I'm looking at a report here that as of June 30, only about 68% of active duty troops have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. That's according to a report documented by the Military Times. Now, Biden has been talking about moving the military toward a mandatory COVID vaccine. But as I say, with 30% or so saying we're not going to want it, it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do. I would imagine at this rate that it may never get around to that point. Keep in mind, these vaccines, and this is a fact, they're still considered experimental. I'm not trying to put them down, not saying they're not worthy. I'm just saying technically they are considered experimental. They have not been approved by the FDA, which makes me wonder why they haven't already. And since they are still not anything but experimental and for emergency drug use only, emergency use, I should say, the military itself has said it will not make service members take the vaccine. It will not order military members to do so. Now, the issue of you taking the vaccine, be you in the military, civilian, going off to college, and maybe a college is going to demand it, or your workforce is going to demand it, or maybe you're going to get an incentive that if you will take it. To that point, while Johnson did a great job of detailing the actual history of George Washington and smallpox, then he comes to, and of course he had that little piece a moment ago about maybe we'll come away wiser from all of this. He does point out the issue of personal freedom.
Look, if you are choosing not to get vaccinated, that's your choice. Just know that our young country depended on more than firing bullets. It depended on taking shots, the kind of shots that save lives. Sick of the mandates, tired of the restrictions, you want your freedom back? Maybe consider doing what George Washington did. Lead us out of this pandemic. And just like Washington, you can do it privately, quietly. Wouldn't want the British to find out. It's easier now than ever to get vaccinated.
That's kind of a kicker, funny line. Don't want the British to find out. I told you earlier, in case you missed it, what they're doing in Australia. They have helicopters flying over parts of Sydney telling people to get back inside your home or we'll send police over. Coming up, do you think doctors should quit calling a baby if it's a boy or girl?
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I told you that from the beginning, the leftists are going to grab everything they can while they have both houses of Congress and the White House, and they're doing so. That infrastructure bill, the bipartisan bill, and we're still not really sure what's this. This is a massive volume, and it's very similar to what we saw with Obamacare, as Pelosi herself admitted. We won't really know what's in it until we sign it. Well, here's something we do know that's in it. The infrastructure bill, and you tell me what this has to do with infrastructure. Go ahead. I dare you. Page 2149. It reads, no individual in the U.S. may, on the basis of actual or perceived race, color, religion, national origin, sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, age, or disability, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any program or activity funded, blah, 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 blah. But putting the words in there, gender identity. Now, the Biden 2021 coronavirus package, the American Rescue Plan, does not have that phrase, gender identity. NPR defines gender identity as one's, quote, own internal sense of self and their gender. In other words, you decide if you're a man, woman, neither, or both. And unlike gender expression, gender identity is not outwardly visible to others. Let me tell you what the AMA did over the summer. The American Medical Association becoming more and more left-wing leaning. First of all, it supports health care for transgender children. All right, I'm for health care for children. I don't care what you call them at that point. If it's a child, they need health care. But how is it they're transgender? Is it because they've been defined that way? They want to be that way? The parent wants them that way? Or some group said, you know, that little girl is seen climbing trees. She must want to be a boy. There was a time a tomboy phrase was used. And if you want to be specific, my friend, when boys were playing with G.I. Joe, were they not playing with dolls? Dolls dressed up in camouflage? Come on, be honest about it. But the AMA over the summer has had a bigger issue than saying, are we going to care for transgender children, which I think they should care for anyone in need. But here's what the AMA has now decided to do. According to the board-elect chairwoman, designating sex on birth certificates as male or female and making that information available on the public portion perpetuates a view that sex designation is permanent and fails to recognize the medical spectrum of gender identity. This type of categorization system also risks stifling an individual's self-expression and self-identification and contributes to marginalization and minorization. Oh, my God. Blah, blah, blah. These are supposedly learned people. I have a confession to make to you. That's just between us. just between those of you who know this program, listen to it, and listen to the podcast, and I know you're telling more and more people, and this may want you to tell them, hey, you got to hear Larry say this. I did something when I was younger that, based upon what we're seeing now, I must be a girl. I should have had transgender operation then. I mean, I should have changed everything at that time. Now, let me stress something to you. For anyone who's truly conflicted, I feel for you. I don't understand it. And if you're really having a problem like that, I don't care if you're 12 or 18 or 40. I obviously you need help. That does not necessarily mean you need a transgender operation. But what I did one time, it's just between us now, okay? Don't go telling everybody this. You know, I think we only have about 90% of the nation listening. Is that right, Quentin? Something like 90% of the nation. So 10% will never hear it unless you tell them. I might be off of my numbers. You know, in Texas, everything is, we got the biggest of the big and the smallest of the small. So that's the way I approach things. I got into my mother's nail polish. And I sat there on a bathroom floor and I painted my toenails bright red. I might have been 7 years old. I did. And then I walked into the living room to surprise her. And surprise to me, she had a bunch of women over for a coffee clutch. And they all saw me standing there with my toenails painted. I was horrified. I went running from the room. Should I have decided at that point, maybe I want to be a girl? Is that what I was trying to say? Well, if so, that boat's passed me by and I could care less now. But the AMA is now saying what I'm going to list on a birth certificate, if it's a boy or a girl. That's science? No. I point out again, that is political science is what that is. Don't tell anybody what I told you. But do tell them to join us tomorrow. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.